Hurricane Ike made U.S. landfall at Galveston on September 13, 2008. It was the third costliest storm in U.S. history. But if another hurricane were to follow Ike's path, could the damage and loss of life be mitigated? The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is awarding Texas $68 million to better prepare for natural disasters. Ron Sims is the Deputy Secretary for HUD.
What can we do to make sure that we're not always running behind, but actually going into what we believe is the best science, the best engineering, the best policies to reduce harm? And it's not just whether or not it's property damage. We're talking about saving lives and being smarter than ever.
Houston Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee said Texas has already started working on limiting the impact of disasters, and this grant will help us down that road.
Recovery Enhancement Fund will now allow us to go even further, in particular in older neighborhoods. Home improvement grants to reduce damage risk, very important. Property elevation, reinforced garage doors and windows and roofs. The whole issue of relocation, many of our seniors and disabled persons are most targeted when we have these tragedies.
It's up to Texas to decide where the funds will be spent, and some of the money could be used to deal with the wildfires that plague North Texas and the Panhandle. David Martin Davies reporting.